Man, oh man, I am so excited and I have no words for this because I'm shocked that this happened. This is the Council Connection. I am your host, Fabian Vix, and on this episode, I am excited to talk about my guest on this episode. We have Alex Boylan on this show. You're thinking, Alex Boylan, who is that? If you watch Amazing Race, he's him and Chad. Their team won in season two. So we're going to talk about Amazing Race. We're going to talk about his career as a TV producer, as well as his new show on Amazon Prime called The College Tour. Of course, we're going to give my housekeeping items and, of course, my final thoughts on betting on yourself. Now, this is the part of the show I say, let's go. I want to give a quick bio of our guest, Alexander Boylan. He is an adventurer, traveler, and storyteller. He has filmed in every state in America and over 60 countries around the world. He has hosted two number one shows on PBS at The Chef's Table and Animal Attractions, was CBS's national ambassador for two summers on the CBS Buzz Tour, hosted over 100 segments of the Travel Channel, was Rachel Ray's sidekick hosting Rach to the Rescue for her syndicated talk show, and circumnavigated the world without a penny in his pocket on Around the World for Free. Alex ran the team for Steve Harvey Show and was a supervisor producer on the world's toughest race. Currently, Alex is the executive producer and host of the College Tour. So this is going to be a great conversation as far as winning, far as colleges and his experiences and what was his genesis for the idea for the show. And I hope you enjoyed this interview. And welcome to the Council's Connection. I'm your host, Fabian Vix. And if you can tell in my voice right now, I am excited. I am nervous. I am shocked. I have Alex Boylan on my podcast. He is a winner of the Amazing Race and a successful TV producer, and he's gonna get into all that. Alex, how are you doing, man?
Jamie, thanks for having me here. Good to see you, and excited to do this.
First, like I was saying before we went on, I love the Amazing Race. I pretty much watched every season of it, and I want to start with that before we get into anything. What was the hardest thing about the Amazing Race?
Oh man, what's the hardest thing about the Amazing Race? Great question. I would say just keeping the mindset to never give up. And I say that because at every moment in the Amazing Race, you feel like you're gonna fail. It's just you're one cab ride, you're one move from, being eliminated. And so to me, and I said this to myself and Chris, my partner on the race, we said it over and over. The one rule we guaranteed to each other was we will never give up no matter what. And if people have watched my seasons a long time ago, but season two, we're the pioneers of reality TV. There were many times we should have been knocked off, but we just never gave up and just kept trucking along. And so there were many times that we really should have been off. I think just a testament to just, hard work and never giving up. And so I think trying to keep that belief that you can get there and the belief that you can win this was probably the hardest thing, to be honest.
And that's a story in itself with resiliency, with kids. Never give up and just basically give it all you got. Just give it
Yeah,
all you
you
got.
gotta, you, you know, it's like life. It's like Amazing Race is a, it's like life. You gotta grind it out to a certain extent. and nothing is going to happen easy. You know, all good things, you know, take time, take work, and you kind of just keep plugging at it. And I say that in the entertainment business all the time. It's, you know, this is, I've been out here grinding it for 20 years. It's not easy. And, but usually, you know, with hard work and a lot of determination, good things happen.
I'm going to do a follow-up. If Amazing Race called you today and wants you to do a comeback and do it again, or like, would you do it?
100%.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those experiences you can't buy it. You can't, there's nothing. They just imagine you have the network of CBS and all that power and all that energy and amazing producers, Bertrand Van Munster, the producer behind it all. There's a lot of energy by a lot of people and a lot of money spent to allow these contestants to have the greatest experiences on the planet. And, you know, I always think back, one of the first legs of my season was we had to go up to, we were in Rio de Janeiro, and we had to rappel off Sugarloaf Mountain. We were the first, because it's CBS, because it's Amazing Race, we were the first people to ever rappel off Sugarloaf Mountain. And so you get to do, and that happens a lot on Amazing Race. It's first. It's like no one's ever done this before. And just because you got a network and a TV show behind you, you know, certain doors open. And so it wouldn't be a question in my mind. If they wanted me back, I would be back.
Wow, that's amazing. Like I said, they say you have to sit one across the Atlantic Ocean. I'm like, just go ahead and just take that to the house. Now, of course, Amazing Race, you travel to great places. I'm of course, being a TV producer, you want to do shopping for different areas when you're a film man. What is the most interesting or exciting place you've ever been to?
Vivian, that's an amazing question. If the audience doesn't know, you know, between Amazing Race, I created a show called Around the World for Free, Travel Channel. I mean, I've probably filmed in 70 countries around the world. So that is probably the most common question and the most difficult question I ever get. And I have to say the most unique place, the coolest place I've probably ever been is the country of Guyana. And there's a place there called Kaichur Falls. And it is, Guyana's up like on the coast, it's in South America, northern coast of South America, just west of Venezuela is this country. And in there, the Amazon basically falls away. It's the largest single drop waterfall in the world. It's in the middle of the Amazon, and it's very tough to get to. But when you get there, you will be the only person there. And so there's a lot of amazing waterfalls around the world and amazing things, but usually tourism and lots of people are there. Here, you can get there. Chances are you'll be the only one standing on, you know, I can't remember how tall it is, but I know it's the largest single drop waterfall in the world, and it's spectacular.
Wow, I just gotta get, you know, rich, those type of things. So I want to go, you already said that you already talked about, you know, Amazing Race, executive producer, different shows, travel several different countries. What piqued you into becoming a TV producer?
Another great question. It, you know, it really begins at the Amazing Race. And I'll back up just a minute, because I, especially for, you know, anyone young out there, or it doesn't matter what age, your life's interesting. Well, I was an international business major in college. And I took the path into the corporate world, which is what I thought I was supposed to do. And I really wasn't happy. I was crunching numbers as a market analyst. And it was around then when the Amazing Race happened. So I was in my young 20s. And knew I wasn't 100% being fulfilled in this career. Got this amazing opportunity very early on. You got to remember, Amazing Race season two, I didn't know what I was signing up for. It wasn't like the first season was airing. The only thing that was out there was Survivor, one season of Survivor. So that's the only thing you even had an idea of, like, what is reality TV? So anyway, you know, fortunately, I get onto this program. Day one, I was blown away by the production. There's 1,000 people hired around the world in order to make that show work. 1,000 people. And here are these travel producers that are, you know, following me and asking questions and figuring out storylines based on whatever is really happening in the field. And I couldn't stop talking to these producers. I was just sitting there as a young kid. I just, you're only exposed to what you're exposed to. And especially, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it was a different era. We didn't have the, you know, the internet the way we do now, and mobile phones and all that. And so I was just blown away by what these people were doing for a job. And I can remember asking the producers, I go, you get paid to do this? And Fabian, it was right then I said, I need to do that. And so it's good to figure it was good that I got that idea in my head, because now I knew what to go chase. And, you know, lots of hard work and lots of ins and outs of trying to be a successful travel producer. But I saw it and I was like, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. It was like a light bulb that went off.
Well, I'm mighty in mass communication. I was wanting to either be a host on a sports show or be a camera. I did a lot of different things. I just find it amazing that being able to be a producer or any part of television is awesome, because I watch a lot of television. I'm just interested in the ins and outs as far as the hosting or acting or casting or producing or storylining, anything like that. It's just amazing to the amount of work that's put into it.
It's like whatever. I mean, Matt, I don't know exactly what the Amazing Race is now, but I bet it's about, if I was guessing, probably 500 hours of film footage for every hour that the actual audience watches. If it's not more than that, it might even be much more than that. So yeah, lots of work. And that's what's fun. I always tell young people when I'm talking to them at colleges is that there's a lot, if you like entertainment and you like this space, there's a lot of different jobs in there. You know, you might be an accountant and you love numbers and that's what you're good at. You know what? That's called a line producer. Someone's managing the money. You know, you might be, you know, a chef or into food or like creative, let's call it, like, you know, there's craft services. Someone is supplying and feeding this crew and making sure they're on time. There's logistics. So any job, I don't want to say every job, but there's a lot of jobs out there that sometimes people don't correlate to the entertainment business. You know, they think of the producer, they probably think of the host, but there's a lot of other things in between that. So, you know, always encouraging people, if that excites you, TV, and you also, hey, I'm getting a finance degree, there you could end up being a line producer, which is an extremely important job, and on any production.
And that's, I mean, you just never know what career or a door open for you, what opportunity, like you say, just take a chance. That's basically what you did, just took a chance, right?
Take a chance, try new things. I think my life has been, you know, listen, I'm a pastor's kid from the North Shore of Boston. Not, you know, we all kind of grow up with different backpacks on. And I'm not saying I wasn't, you know, rich by any means. I wasn't poor by any means, but I was just a regular kid in a blue collar town and on the North Shore of Boston. And, but I was excited and I always felt like you only have so much time on this planet. That's it. You might as well make a mark. You might as well have some fun doing what we're all going to have to work. 99% of us on planet Earth have to work in order to survive. And if you can turn that work into something that's fun, then hopefully you're not working a day in your life. And I've been very, very fortunate over the last 20 years, you know, plenty of ups and downs and crazy turns, but I've appreciated every moment. And the older I get, the more I appreciate, you know, those challenging times, because that's really what makes you to who you are as you grow up.
And speaking of your shows and college and everything, I want to briefly discuss the college tour. It's been on for 2 years, 2 months. It's on Amazon Prime. And just give us a little background into why college tour, and your of course, demographic is going to be college students or aspiring college students, I would think.
For quickly, each episode of the college tour tells the story of a different college campus through the lens of its students. These are real students telling real stories of that campus. And every episode is its own institution that we're featuring. So that's the show. I'll back up. A few years ago, my niece, she's from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. She was given one trip to go take a look at colleges. And she came to stay with me in Los Angeles. And we had so much fun looking at schools and checking things out. But then she's like, Uncle Alex, I want to go look at some schools in Georgia. And I want to see some schools in, you know, Illinois and New York. And I looked over and my older sister is like, what do you think we're made of money? You're lucky we're in LA. If your uncle wasn't here, we probably wouldn't even be here. So then I started helping Isabel navigate that landscape online. And it's really overwhelming. It's really challenging. You know, you try to put yourself back in the shoes, you know, when you're 15, 16, 17, how are you supposed to know where to go, what to do, what to study, and all these things? And so that is when the light bulb for the college tour went off. It was just like, you know, higher education needs its own television series, and we need to tell it in a very authentic way through real students and their stories. And yeah, if you can believe it, we'll almost hit 100 episodes by the end of the year, which in television in a couple of years, that's a lot. So it's been amazing.
One last question before we get you out of here. For the next, where do you see yourself in the next couple of years as far as any other, what are some goals that you have? It don't have to be career driven. Just what goals do you have for yourself going forward for the next couple of years?
You know what? And I appreciate you adding the non-career goals. I'll start with this. I am, and I speak not for myself. I speak for the entire, you know, there's 60, 70 people on the College Tour team that make this show. I'm just one person. So there's a lot of people's hard work that makes this show. But I will speak for all of them and say, this is the most impactful TV show we've ever created. We feel such a purpose in making this show because, you know, we're really benefiting young people. And it's not, you know, it's funny. It's not just for young people. It's their parents. A lot of parents don't know about all the schools that are out there. It's for the teachers out there. It's for the counselors out there. We're finding we have, you know, and everything for the audience, it's all free. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on our app. It's on our website. All of it's free. And now we have classes and we're finding a lot of parents taking our class so they can have educated conversations with their young person, you know, with their student that's starting to look at it. So I say that all to give the answer of, I don't want, it's the first time I probably have thought this way maybe in my career. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to keep making this show. I mean, the goal, I want to tell the story of every single college in America. And that's every community college, every, it doesn't matter if it's medical school, community college, trade school, state school, every single one of them deserves to have their story told. And I believe every, you know, there's 20 million young people that go to college every year. More than that, you know, 40 million are just in high school, could go to college. And I believe they all deserve to be able to travel the country, you know, for free on their mobile device and check things out and get inspired and learn about majors and learn about like, what is life about? And I think the show kind of does all that. So from a career, I don't want to do anything. I want to keep doing this and I want to kind of serve the young people, serve the teachers, serve the counselors. They have their jobs are tough enough. And the fact that this show is having an impact and helping them do their job and helping inspire and hopefully inspire, you know, helping parents inspire their students to study hard, figure out a nice career and go after it. I don't plan on doing anything different. College tours is what I'm into. From a personal perspective, you know, my life's pretty crazy. I'm in two college campuses a week. So I'm on probably 5 or 6 planes a week. From a personal perspective, our winters, we take a little break from filming and, taking a little bit more time to myself and surfing. I just got back. My wife and I took a weekend, 3 days, and we shut our computers and our telephones off for 3 days. Just 3 days. And how hard that was to think that we're so important that things go crazy, but life goes on. And so I'm trying to take more moments like that as I get older to just appreciate life, appreciate, you know, I was on this island off the coast of Maine and just this might sound corny to everyone, but honestly, it was like listening to nature and just not being attached to my phone, and attached to every single email that came through. So I'm trying to make sure the time that I'm not working is really quality time, just connecting with family, friends, and honestly, nature.
For those that listen to the podcast, thecollegetour.com. You go to Amazon Prime, The College Tour. You can also follow Alex on Instagram, @BoylanAlex. And on Facebook, Alexander Boylan. Alex, I want to, once again, I'm excited. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule just to talk on this little podcast, man. I really do appreciate you taking your time out of your schedule to chat with us today.
Fabian, anytime, my man. This is awesome. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, man. We'll be right back with more Council Connection right after this. This is the part of the show where we discuss our housekeeping items, things coming up within the near future on this podcast. Of course, you can follow me on the Twitter @FadeBSC, Facebook, The Counselor's Connection with Fabian Bix. You can also listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, and of course, Apple Podcasts are your available areas to stream this top-rated podcast. Some upcoming episodes that we're going to have Steve and Caroline coming on in a few weeks to discuss Moon Knight and how we, you know how we do. We talk about how we tie that into counseling with Marvel movies or DC movies, and that's what we do. This will have to be a third annual Marvel DC mashup. One episode that I'm excited to have on will be my wife, Yolanda Bix, will be interviewing me. So she will be the connection to the counselors interviewing me. I do not have the slightest idea what questions she's going to ask. So that's what's going to make it fun. So I can't wait to have her interview me on there. We're also going to have Aaron Bundridge and Jeff Miller from Woodland Middle School to talk about their school going ramp during the pandemic. And we have a lot of other things that's going to be looking forward to. We've got other great surprises. The Alex Boylan surprise, I kept that under wraps. And for at least a couple hours, I'm recording this on a Tuesday. So got confirmed and we made it work. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Now we'll be right back with my final thoughts on betting on yourself. Fave's final thought. You probably heard the phrase "bet on yourself." I know myself. I'm gonna take a chance. Notable people who bet on themselves. Excuse me. Fort Valley alumnus Bernard Hodges, Joe Flacco, the season they won the Super Bowl. Right now, Lamar Jackson for the Baltimore Ravens. When you think about betting on yourself, you're thinking about, I know what I bring to the table. I know what I could do, and I'm not going to limit my self-worth. And when you look at a definition of betting on yourself, it means you are not limited to waiting for the right opportunity to come by. Instead, you create your own because you know your limits and capabilities enough to choose and discern the right opportunities as they pass by. Now, it was an article from halfthescottasia.com, seven reasons, powerful reasons why you should bet on yourself. Life tools, life hacks. By betting on yourself, you learn how to take calculated risk, which means you know where minimal risk is involved and you get a guaranteed return. But you want to, when you bet on yourself, you got to take that risk where it's going to be some type of small penalty, but the greater return will be the greater outcome which you will want. You hold yourself to higher standards, which means that you better yourself, which means you know what you want, and it forces you to acquiesce to what those standards are. And that way you understand how to respect your time and effort so you won't waste those moments in your career. By bettering yourself, you create more opportunities, which is number three. It means you are not limited to waiting for the right opportunity to come by. You're creating that opportunity. That's part of betting on yourself. You allow yourself to reach your dreams because we ignore our dreams for pursuing a career that provides for us, for our loved ones, that doesn't mean you should not reach for your dreams at all. For example, I was in retail management for 10 years. Early in my retail management career, I wanted to do school counseling. I didn't do it because I got comfortable in working and providing for my family. Got to a point in retail management, I got tired of it. I took a chance. My wife backed me. I went to school, got my master's degree in school counseling, graduated in 2016, got my job as a school counselor. I'm not going to look back, but not only did I bet on myself, other people bet on me too. When you also bet on yourself, you become irreplaceable, but don't let that fool you in a sense, because if you own your own business, that's betting on yourself. Your best investment is yourself. You learn the different skills for different classes, different life lesson, different hack, different tools for your career, and you're making yourself more marketable in those tools that you're getting. You attain a better focus. Make sure adept spotting weaknesses and strengths in yourself. And you start draw a straight path from those 2 points and you follow them. And finally, number seven, you have a clearer vision of your future. When you bet on something, you don't do it blindly. You do the research, you count out the cost, you count out the risk versus rewards ratio. You want to make sure that it is worth shooting your shot when you bet on yourself. Now, when we look at betting ourselves, like I said before, I not only bet on myself, my family bet with me that I'll be a school counselor. Now, those is out there as counselors or whatever career you may be in or something you want to do. If you don't shoot your shot, you won't know if you make your shot. I know that sounds corny. Let me rephrase again. You don't know if you miss the shots that you don't take. You got to make sure you take all those shots that you're taking. Take a chance. Count up the cost. See what's the benefit of this shot that you, this opportunity that you may or may not be taking. Be fearless. Students that might be listening to this podcast, when you go into the work, to the real world and working, do you want to work a job or do you want to work a career? Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you satisfied in the work you do every day. A person that works a job gets a paycheck. A person that works in a career that they want to do don't work a day in their life. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast. I want to thank our special guest, Alex Boylan. And we out.
Popped out the Benz like it's common sense. Got a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Got a stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me sweat like second nature.